Welcome to the Odd and Offbeat Podcast.
Hey, hey, oddballs, welcome to the Odd and Offbeat Podcast, hosted by myself, Mr. Matthew Baker, and the sun-seeking Louis Fox.
That's right. I have a child somewhere I don't know about, trying to find him.
Have you done that, the DNA test, and to see if you have other children out there, maybe?
I think if there were, the parent would be coming after the Louis Fox fortune.
They don't know your real name. I say sun-seeking because you are in Arizona right now.
I am in Arizona. It's like 70 degrees, so it's nice. I go for walks at night. Yeah. I enjoy long walks in the desert.
And what part of Arizona or what part Phoenix. Of Phoenix are you staying in?
I don't know. I'm staying on some golf course.
Nice. Have you gone to my favorite vegetarian restaurant in the world?
No, I also enjoy it too, but I didn't get a chance yesterday. And today, because I leave tonight, so what I have a date with a dude who makes meat pies.
That is the opposite of the vegetarian restaurant that
I know. I was gonna
wait. Is he Australian or something?
New Zealand. Yeah, he's a Kiwi.
Okay. They're like knockoff meat pies.
Yes.
Like the Versace bags you get on the corner, but of meat pies.
He goes, "Let me know what kind of meat pie you want and I'll save you one." I was like, "I'll take whatever, dude."
You're going to get like wallaby or something. You're going to get
totally. Narwhal. Southern
it's
narwhal.
It's going to be some weird like Australian. It's going to be like some like poisonous frog meat pie.
Yes. Have you ever had dingo meat pie? It's great.
Wait, you just said any meat?
Yeah, so I'll take whatever. So he's doing like a pop-up thing at a brewery. So I'm like, just save me a meat pie. Like, I don't care.
He's like, don't worry, there will be plenty left. No one buys these things.
So it's like a...
Does it say Australian and then crossed out and it says New Zealand meat pies? New Zealand. That's his marketing strategy.
Well, I guess it's like a brewery that's owned by a guy from New Zealand. It's a different guy from New Zealand. So
gotcha. They should make a kiwi flavored meat pie.
They should make a vegetarian meat pie.
It should. It would be Beyond Meat, dude. Hook it up. We make the pot pies here with Beyond Meat. It's bomb.
They're like, what kind of meat pie is this? A cherry. Oh, it's a cherry pie.
It's just one of those 25 cent pies that you used to get in high school at the grocery store.
Exactly.
Do you remember? Those are so good.
Yeah. You can microwave them and then it's scalding.
No one might. What are you talking about? No one microwaved those things. The fruit ones?
You want a warm Hostess?
No. No one microwaved those things. What are you talking about?
Try it. You got to try it. 15 seconds.
Now, do they make those anymore?
I think they make them. I don't know.
I doubt they do, man. Come on. If the Twinkie didn't survive.
The Twinkie did survive.
Barely. Yes. That's what I'm saying. It didn't survive, and then it got resurrected like the woolly mammoth. Like, is it the original Twinkie recipe? They just took the DNA of some of the old. It took old Twinkie and crossed it with some sort of sponge cake, and that's what the new Twinkie is.
It's like the kombucha starter.
Yes, exactly. All right, Louis. Well, it's been a while since we've done a podcast. It's good to see you. Let's get to the news stories.
Let's do it.
And now it's time for some weird news.
This story comes from OKCFox.com.
It's a news source more reliable than getting a meat pie from a guy from Alabama.
That'd probably be a good meat pie, I'm guessing.
What is this, squirrel?
Well, it's like probably he hunted it himself, right?
You got to spit out the pellets.
All right, so this story is a little weird. It says Deer Creek School District responds after video shows students licking toes for fundraiser.
Okay, so I haven't really read the article. What do you think they're raising funds for? Guess.
Socks, maybe?
Nail clippers?
Toenail
fungus cream?
I am. I'm guessing some sort of athletic event. It's Oklahoma. I mean, what else do they have going on outside of like high school football and hazing?
They're known for their chess.
What are they doing? What do you do for fun in Oklahoma?
Yeah,
steal native land,
drill for oil.
Yeah. All right. So it says Deer Creek School District released a statement Friday afternoon after a video was sent to Fox 25 that shows students licking toes during an event for the school's wonderful week of fundraising.
What other fundraisers do they have this week?
We got a punchy in the nuts fundraiser.
We got a throw the nerd down the stairs fundraiser.
We got a sleep with your mom fundraiser.
That's 2 days. That's Monday and Wednesday.
Wait, who came up with this? Did some frat boy who didn't make it out of college? Did they call in Phi Kappa Sigma to brainstorm the fundraising ideas? They're like, all right, we got to hold an egg in your butt crack for 45 minutes.
Each minute someone has an eyedropper full of oil they put down your butt crack.
It was surprising. An anonymous student told Fox 25, I didn't think they were going to do all that. I was just shocked. I didn't really have like a feeling. I was kind of disgusted and then kind of glad it wasn't over there.
What does not over there mean?
I didn't quite understand that. I think that was they're quoting a 9-year-old maybe.
Yes, that's a kid that's super high.
Whenever she told me yesterday that was happening, I had to ask her, wait, what? They're licking peanut butter off toes? An anonymous parent said, what?
I like how this is how involved the parent is in the fundraising at the school. They're like, you're learning math?
All right, listen, this is how we're going to do calculus today. I'm going to put peanut butter on my toes. You guys are going to crawl on all fours wearing this bunny outfit. And then you're going to lick. This is like that story we did a couple of weeks ago where like the guy woke up in the middle of the night to the hotel manager sucking on his toes.
Yeah.
Maybe that guy was just doing a fundraiser. Maybe he was just, he's like, I'm trying to raise funds for kids with cancer. You know,
how dare you?
The week was spent raising money for Not Your Average Joe Coffee, which employs people with intellectual, developmental, and physical disabilities.
Okay, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I am all for fundraising and all for really having fun and silly things, but that right there just seems a little excessive, the parent said. The district said that on Thursday, Deer Creek High School hosted an assembly called Clash of Classes for students to pay to attend.
The students paid they bought a ticket to the toe licking.
I mean, if that was an option in high school, if they're like, okay, you can buy a $3 ticket to not go to class, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
You're going to watch a sacrifice, though.
Let's also have a fundraiser for the kids who don't want to go to class. So we can pay for them not to go to class. Students in 9th through 12th grades volunteered to participate in different class competitions, according to the district. Deer Creek Schools noted that every student who participated signed up for the games ahead of time and that no Deer Creek faculty or staff participated during the assembly. Wait, so they just brought in people off the street of peanut butter. They're like, this homeless guy still has peanut butter on his toes from last year.
What about the nut allergy?
Oh, yeah. Do you even think about that? The district also said students were paired up with corresponding grade levels for the competition where students were seen in the video licking toes.
It shows like this Twitter thing on this thing of it, but it's just graphic content.
Yeah. Even Elon Musk is like, well, that's a little too much. I don't want Congress coming after me for this kid licking peanut butter toes. It's really great that they raised a lot of money. The parents said, I feel like maybe they could have done a little bit more accountability and ownership in that statement for, hey, you know, maybe we didn't fully think things through. Okay, so they're referencing there was a statement I didn't read. So essentially, I'll paraphrase it. They raised $152,000 for Not Your Average Joe Coffee. The event was designed to bring our community together.
It brings a community better. They're more than toe sucking.
all the people who participated in the assembly were signed up for the games. There's no staff involved. Yeah, the statement doesn't really have a lot, like the person said, doesn't have a lot of accountability. State Superintendent Ryan Walters took to X Friday evening and said, in part, "We are cleaning up this filth in Oklahoma schools." Of course, you know, politicians get involved and after the fact.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's the thing. It's like, this is the superintendent, right? So it all goes up to the superintendent.
Yeah.
Like,
he I'm really appalled. That's why I've watched it 500 times.
It went viral. I'm the only one who watched it.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Louis?
I don't know how I feel about this, right? Like, what? Because if it was like, oh, lick peanut butter off this dude's elbow, I don't know. Like, is that worse or?
No, that's a lot better, actually. It is 100% better. First of all, feet are generally more disgusting than elbows are.
Yeah, but it's Oklahoma, so they all have like a better like tolerance to the germs, I think.
Oh yeah, totally. I don't know, man. And I don't. If I was a parent, I would be livid, man. I would be like, I would be so pissed off that is something that they had a kid do. It's like, who's he sucking the toes of? Who's the person? Some random ass stranger? Like, no, thank you. And did the kids know ahead of time what they were getting into when they signed up? Did they know that they were going to be on the toe sucking competition? And if so, what are the other competitions that they decided against? Right? Like, if that was the best one.
There's the murder competition.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fan. I'm not surprised that this happened in a place other than the West Coast, because yeah. I feel like the West Coast would lose their minds.
Yes, they would.
Erica loves this song, says the chorus of the song goes, "I've never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma." If this is happening in Oklahoma, this does seem a little like heaven. I mean, even if like we went to heaven and they were like, "All right, to get into heaven, you got to suck the toes of Jesus," I'd be like, "I'm okay." Like,
well, but that's the thing. Like in the Catholic Church, like washing the feet of, I think, the priest is a big thing.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like,
I don't know what Catholic church you went to and how long it took them to arrest that man.
He's still being shuffled around.
That is not a thing.
No,
I think it is like symbolic, you know, to wash the feet of Jesus, but I don't think like, you know, in mass, they're like, we're going to have the bread of the body of Christ. And then now we're going to wash this feet.
Well, that's okay. So that's what it's called, Maudy. And its primary purpose is to renew the cleansing that only comes from Christ. So it looks like the priest is washing parishioners' feet.
Yeah. And that does not surprise me right there.
It happens on Holy Thursday.
Which is what? How often is Holy Thursday?
It's Monday through Friday.
So Holy Thursday is Monday through Friday.
Happens every day of the week except Thursday.
He's got to take a break from washing all those feet.
Now my Google's going to be messed up.
I like it.
The Odd and Offbeat Podcast.
Weird news story, part two.
All right, this story comes from heraldscotland.com.
It's a news source more reliable than hunting for the Loch Ness monster in a lake.
Wait, Loch Ness is in a lake.
Is it? It's in a loch.
You know, it's a lake, dude. That I think lake means lock, or lock means lake. Isn't that what it means? It's like a lock of hair. It's like a set amount.
It's a set amount. What?
Are you thinking like locks as in like a canal that like the Panama Canal or no. The locks of Seattle? Or like, is that what you're thinking?
No. I'm thinking like a lake.
Well, then why would it be more weird to look for the Loch Ness Monster in a lake?
Because it's in a lock.
I would say more weird for looking for the Loch Ness Monster on top of a bagel.
That's where you find it all the time.
It's a different locks.
So many locks.
So
that's
many
plural
locks.
Too.
Okay. All right. So this story goes, granddaughter of El Chapo joins hunt for Loch Ness Monster.
Hang on. I'm just looked up the difference between locks and link. They're used interchangeably.
Yes, exactly. So, story says the granddaughter of jailed Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been spotted hunting for the elusive Loch Ness monster while on holiday in Scotland.
I like how this is like a tabloid sort of thing where it's she was spotted carousing with Ben Affleck and the Loch Ness monster.
Well, I mean, if the Loch Ness monster can disappear, I'm sure El Chapo is like interested in its methodology.
Yes, she knows all about hiding and underground.
There's some tunnels. There's some thermal tunnels that lead specifically to a jail in Texas.
What are the odds?
That's where no one's looking for the Loch Ness monster in an El Paso jail. That's all I'm saying. That's where he's been hiding out. All right. Frida Sofia Guzman Munoz is the daughter of Guzman's eldest son, Edgar Guzman Lopez, who was brutally murdered by rival cartel hitmen in a shopping center car park in the Mexican state of Sinaloa in 2008. She's also the niece of Ovidio Guzman and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, leaders of Los Chapitos faction of the powerful Sinaloa cartel, an international crime syndicate believed to be one of the biggest suppliers of drugs in the U.S. that El Chapo founded.
Like that they're like they couldn't just end with like she's the daughter of El Chapo. They have to give like the biography of everyone else involved.
She's the granddaughter of El Chapo.
Granddaughter. Yeah. We just got her 23andMe results.
I think they're trying to illustrate that it might be dangerous for her to be out and about. Yeah, because her dad got murdered. And so maybe it's like, oh wow, she hasn't been seen out in the real world in 14 years.
Yeah, but they didn't really say that.
Yeah, that's true.
She's gallivanting around on a boat.
Come on, Harold Scotland. Like, why are you putting her life at risk by giving the whereabouts of her?
Wait till you read the next part. Photos uploaded to her social media profile show her enjoying a whiskey tasting experience at Johnny Walker Princess Street in Edinburgh. She's clearly hiding.
Obviously, Scotland is where you go if you want to, you know, hide. Loch Ness Monster. Yeah.
Braveheart.
Yeah. No one's seen him since he died. The teenager also headed to the... Oh, she's a teenager. Did we know that she's a teenager?
No, I just assumed she was like 70.
The teenager also headed to the Highlands to visit Loch Ness, sharing photos on social media of a Nessie hunting boat trip she took on the famous Loch. El Chapo claimed in 2014 that he had killed between 2,000 and 3,000 people.
That was a weird fun fact.
I love how they wedged that right in there. In 2019, he was sentenced to life in prison plus 30 years after being found guilty of 10 charges, including drug trafficking and money laundering by a federal court in New York. The drug kingpin made headlines across the globe when he dramatically escaped from the Mexican jail through a tunnel in 2015. He was recaptured following a deadly firefight in the city of Los Mochis, Sinaloa in 2016 before being extradited to the U.S. in 2017.
This article is not about his daughter, granddaughter.
Yeah, so it sort of says El Chapo loved a certain Scotch whiskey. Discarded bottles of the 18-year-old blended whiskey were reportedly found at each of the hideouts he used to evade capture following his escape. Yeah, so what do you think? This is not really a weird news story. It's essentially, she went to Scotland. She did the tourist things. She went on a hunt for the Loch Ness. I thought when you sent this to me, it was going to be like, she is funding an expedition.
Yeah, I did too when I read the headline.
Like, you know, she's like bought a submersible and like they're going around, you know, with like a, you know, little treats on sticks and trying to lure the Loch Ness monster out of wherever it's at.
Yeah, that's what I hoped it was. And it wasn't. That's what I get for not pre-reading the article.
Now, I've said this story a lot, my Loch Ness Monster story. Have I told you the Loch Ness Monster story?
Probably.
Where I went to the Loch Ness, right? And so so it's a lake, right? So as we just learned. And so there, on one side of the Loch Ness, there's a castle, and that's the side that everyone goes to. And so I was like, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to go on this like back side of the Loch Ness. And it was like, you know, some dude probably named Harold. And he had like this little bus, and it was like $20. And he's like, okay, $20, I'll take you to the back side. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And so it was like me and like two other people. And so we go on the back side of the Loch Ness. And like, you know, he's given us all the rundown, and then essentially he starts talking about the Loch Ness monster, and we walk down to the water, and he's like talking about the Loch Ness monster. And then there's like a goat head, a severed goat head right there. And he's like, wow, that's crazy. That's crazy that there's, I'm talking about Loch Ness Monster. There's a severed goat head right here. And I'm like, okay, obviously this dude put it there. And then one of the other guys is like, can I have that goat head? And the guy's like, yeah, of course you can. And so the guy took the goat head. So I'm like, he couldn't have put it there. He wouldn't have given away. So who killed the goat? And why did it just leave the, you know, I'm just saying, that's interesting.
That's the real expedition you need to go on.
I know. Well, it's like, you know, what killed this goat? Where's its body? Why is it so close to the water? Why is this guy, you know, giving away somewhat this goat head? Maybe the Loch Ness Monster wants it.
Well, and it's not his goat head to give away.
Yeah. And then my favorite part of the tour is like, he was like, okay, just walk on this road for a while. I'm going to go have tea with my friend. I'll come pick you guys up. I was like, okay, so 20 minutes for walking on this road. All right. So yeah, what do you think, Louis?
Good for anyone trying to find Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Bad on the writers of the article for not.
Yeah. I mean, you got to really want to take her down if you're going to fly to Scotland and, yeah. You know, take her out on a Loch Ness Monster expedition.
Sure you get them.
All right. I like it.
Yep.
It's the Odd and Offbeat Podcast.
That's it for today, folks. We want to thank you so much for listening. If you haven't given us a 5-star review, please do so. If you want to check out our other podcast, the Moisture Festival podcast, you can do that wherever you got this podcast at or at moisturefestival.org.
Where can I catch you this week?
Catch me on the Disney Wonder. I am actually flying out to Hawaii and then taking the cruise back to Canada. So I'm on that from the 5th to the 11th. So if you want to get a last minute ticket, I think it's already happening. So I'm catching it mid-cruise. So check that out. Where can they see you, Louis?
You can catch me at 3:00 on the 9th. I'll be doing a fundraiser at the Tacoma Comedy Club for a kid that's got leukemia. So check that out. And then
will there be toes licked in this scenario?
Only if we want to raise enough money to cure leukemia. I pitched that and Kermit's in the show and he was like, no. And then you can catch me on the 10th. I'll be at the Capitol Hill Farmers Market doing some close-up magic, maybe hanging out to help promote the Moisture Festival. So you can catch me there.
Nice.
And then on the 16th, you can catch me at the Hermosa Beach Playhouse. I'll be part of a ensemble magic show there. So you can check me out there.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the Comedy and Magic Club?
I think I'm just in and out. I fly in the night before, bang out the show the next day, fly home.
Cool. Well, folks, we want to thank you so much for listening. If you want to check us out, oddandoffbeat.com. If you have any news stories, you can send it to info@oddandoffbeat.com. We want to thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a weird week. We're out.
Gracias por escuchar the Odd and Offbeat podcast.